I met a guy named Yanio Lao. He is 31 years old and he has a degree in physical, he calls it, I guess, sports is what he calls it. He's a wrestling coach. He's an elementary school wrestling coach. And he's been caught leaving Cuba, I think it was six times, or not caught, but that he got six failed attempts in the past. And this was his seventh. And he was fascinating to me because if he had been deported, he would have tried it again. And he was in a very horrible voyage. He was lost at sea for 24 days and he lost 17 friends on that trip. Half the group did not make it. And he says, he thinks everybody should do it again. He says, it's worth it. We can't live. We don't have any money. And so what he says is that there's a lot of people like him. You know, they're college graduates, they're young, they're looking for a future, and they just don't see it.
Yeah, and despite the odds of going to sea, he's willing to tell his friends and anybody who's willing to listen to try it.
The quote that I ended the story that ran in today's paper really shook me. He said, let's say half the people who go to sea don't make it. Half of them
Wow.
did. I mean, he's looking at it from a glass half full perspective. This is a guy who spent 24 days lost at sea, who had to throw nine people overboard day by day as more people died. And his message to people in Cuba is, get your Toyota motors and your styrofoam and inner tubes ready and make the trip too.